Chapter 11. Battle in the Sky.
"Only the faithful!"
Tegra shouted as he folded his wings and arrowed towards the plague drone. Hammer crashed against plague sword as he swept past. Prosecutors from three storm hosts had launched themselves aloft to engage the demon flyers as the latter swarmed the island, seeking to attack those who stood upon it. As he swooped through the air, back towards his quarry, Tegras could see the grey-green reaches of Rotwater Blight spreading out far below him. There, too, was the shattered husk of the Oak of Ages Past, larger than a range of foothills, and rising up as if to catch hold of the sky. From its end flowed a ribbon of pure crystal water, turning midstream to a flow of putrid slop. There, squatting amidst that filth, was the being they had come to find, the great unclean one that Gardas had spoken of. "You were right, Steel Soul," he thought, as he rolled through the air. One of his hammers snapped out to catch a plague-bearer in the head. His blow sent the demon tumbling from its buzzing mount. The fly contorted with malign urgency, its hairy legs crashing against Tegras's armour as it sought to crush him. The acrid stench of it washed over him, choking him. With a strangled shout, he drove his hammers into its pulsing thorax, rupturing the shiny carapace and covering himself in a pungent tide of squirming maggots. The fly plummeted from the air, following its rider to the ground far below. Tegras grimaced and pressed his hammer to his chest, burning away the creatures that clung to the Sigmarite. He looked around, taking in the aerial battle going on around him. When the demons had appeared, every prosecutor capable of flight had thrown themselves into the air. Tegras himself had been eager for the fray. It had been too long since the battle at the cairns. His quarry, the bloated beast rider calling himself Morbidex, had escaped Sigmar's justice, fleeing deeper into the swamp. Though Tegras had pursued him, his foe had escaped. The thought of the beast rider's gurning face still sent a pulse of anger through him. Such a creature, steeped as it was in the stuff of chaos, could not be allowed to live. But Gardas had commanded him to leave it be, fearing perhaps that his prosecutor prime was being led into an ambush. In his heart, he knew the Lord Celestant was right. Nonetheless, he was frustrated. And when the plague drones had shown up, he had seen them as an opportunity to work out some of those frustrations. So he fought, waging war in the manner to which he had become accustomed. It had taken some getting used to, in those early days after he'd been raised up to the ranks of the Stormcasts, reforged from the simple hunter he had been and made into one of Sigmar's avenging warriors. Rarely did he think of those bygone days. He knew some of his fellow Stormcasts dreamed of their old lives, or were tormented by memories they did not recognize. But for him, the past was the past. It was as banished as the demon whose head he'd just split. More plague drones hummed towards him, swooping and diving. Tegras turned and gave a flap of his wings, pushing himself back towards the island. He led his pursuers low over the ranks of the Stormcasts, and the bows of the Judicators sang. Tegras heard a dim rumble from somewhere far below. He swooped out over the rim of the island, and his eyes widened as he saw the geyser of boiling pus rising from the mire below. Alarmed, he turned, wings flapping, knowing even as he flew that he would not be able to warn the others in time. He didn't know what it was, but it was nothing good. The pus splashed against the underside of the island with a roar, causing the great mountain to quake down to its roots. It pitched to the side, like a vessel caught in the grip of a storm, and where the pus struck, it clung, a greenish vapour issuing forth in great blistering gouts. The island fought to stay aloft, sagging and rising, but Tegras could see that it was doomed to fail. Whatever magic, life force, or animating spirit kept it afloat, it was still weak from the vile rains that Lord Relictor Morbus's magic had dispatched. The jet of burning pus was eating away at its roots and hollows, carving great wounds in its belly and sides. The mountain began to shudder. Tegras flew over the heads of Gardas and the others, shouting, "It's coming apart! If you value your lives, hold on!" Stormcast leapt to obey, anchoring themselves the best they could as the shuddering grew in strength, until whole sections of the rocky slopes gave way and slid down, tumbling into the void below. Several stormcasts were caught by the falling rocks and carried to their deaths. Others raised their shields or called out Sigmar's name, as if by his hand they might gain the strength to survive the next few moments. "Steady!" Gardas roared. The Lord Celestant stabbed his sword into the ground to anchor himself, and the others did the same. Even so, dozens of stormcasts were thrown from their perches, or ripped upwards by the force of the island's descent. Tegras and the prosecutors not still engaged in battle with the plague drones soared upwards, fighting the storm, trying to save any that they could. Their wings crackled as they forced themselves up against the drag of the island's passage. Their wings had been forged by Sigmar himself, each feather a scintilla of the God King's holy lightning, and they flashed brightly as they beat. Tegras narrowed his eyes, fighting to see through the wind and the vast contrail of foul steam spilling from the wounded island. A glint of silver caught his eye, and he bent towards it, rolling through the air. His wings tore through the cloud of steam, and he saw a number of liberators falling upwards. As Tegras neared them, one came apart in a flash of blue light, returning to Sigmaron to be reforged. Tegras put on speed, trying to reach the other two before they met a similar fate. Tegras caught one of the liberators by the hand, even as the second hurtled out of reach, disappearing into the clouds. There was a flash of blue. "I'm sorry, brother," he thought, as he banked and turned back towards the island. Other prosecutors sailed upwards, continuing in their efforts. "Hold fast, brother," he said to the stormcast whose wrist he held. "I will get you down in one piece if I'm able." The liberator's reply was lost in the howl of the wind. Tegras aimed himself towards the island, hoping that it would hold together long enough to land more or less safely. The mountain drifted lower and lower, losing pieces of itself all the while, as the acidic pus ate away at it from roots to crags. A dull groan, as of a living thing in agony, rose from it as it sank towards the shallows of the River Vitalis. Tegras rose upwards as the island struck the ground with a thunderous roar. Entire mobs of plague demons were crushed beneath it as it fell, and more were similarly obliterated as the island collapsed in on itself. A tsunami of infected water surged back along the course of the river, escaping the banks and washing over the massive shape of the great unclean one squatting at the river's heart. Tegras stared in horror at the monstrosity. The creature was far larger than the beast that had attacked them in the Gaia-tracked fen, as if swollen by the stolen vitality of the river. The greater demon roared in outrage as the dust thrown up by the island's fall began to clear, and yanked a rusted flail from the water. Pupa Grotesse forced himself to his feet with a second rolling bellow and slashed out with the flail, smashing at the river. Turgid, brown-frothed waves smacked into the remains of the island, washing over it and clearing the dust and steam. Tegras dropped from the air, depositing his burden. The liberator looked at him. "Holanus," he said, raising the hammer he'd somehow managed to retain in salute. "Tegras," Tegras said, returning the warrior's salute. He looked around. He saw no other stormcasts. He couldn't even see his prosecutors, thanks to the haze thrown up by the island's descent. Talbion crumbled behind them, dying, if not already dead. Tegras felt something that might have been sadness as he watched the mass of rock and earth split and dissolve in the flowing waters of the river. There had been something, some spirit, some soul in it, that was, while not human, still a life to be mourned. "We will not see your like again," he thought, as he turned back to face the distant shape of the great unclean one. It was enormous, almost a mountain in its own right, if a mountain could walk. Where its shadow fell, the water frothed and was made foul, and its motion set the river to churning. "That is the beast Gardas spoke of," Alanus said. "Aye, it is," Tegras replied. He said it calmly, masking the worry he felt. Perhaps the others were simply trapped. He had seen no telltale flash of azure, signalling the demise of his fellows. Either way, they were not in evidence. Tegras made ready to thrust himself into the air once more. If he could get above the beast, he might be able to distract it long enough for Alanus to get in close. He turned to say as much to his fellow Stormcast, when Alanus suddenly gave a grunt of pain and stumbled. Tegras spun and saw a plague-bearer rising from the water behind the Liberator. Some of the demons had survived the island's fall, after all. This one had found a gap in Alanus's armor, and it wrenched its sword free with a ghastly grin as blue light erupted from the eye and mouth slits of the dying Liberator's helm. Tegras moved to strike the beast down, but a splash from behind alerted him to his own danger. More of the demons burst from the fetid waters and launched themselves at him, rusty blades drawing sparks from his hammers as he interposed them. More plague-bearers rose around him, erupting from the water like aggressive flotsam. He fought desperately, trying to hold them at bay. His wings snapped out, swift as sword strikes, their crackling feathers burning open, loathsome guts, as his hammers shattered diseased blades and plague-ridden bones alike. But there were too many of them. Rotting hands caught his limbs and he was yanked off balance. He fell onto his back in the water, frantically parrying the weapons that sought his belly and head. Plague-bearers flung themselves on him, weighing him down, scrabbling at his armor, seeking to pry open the gaps so that their fellows could finish him off. Tegras screamed in futile rage as his forearms were pinned beneath the water and a flabby, peeling foot crashed onto his chest, holding him down. The plague-bearer that stood on him raised its sword in two hands for a killing thrust. It leered down at him, single eye burning with malign pleasure as it considered his plight. Tegras thrashed, but was unable to tear himself free. Suddenly, his would-be killer's skull burst like an overripe fruit. A sword flashed, lopping off limbs and chopping through heads, and then Tegras was free. He looked up as Gardas sheathed his sword and extended his free hand. "Up, Tegras. I need you in the sky, Prosecutor."
"Gladly, Lord Celestant. I confess I am not at my best on the ground," Tegras said, as Gardas pulled him to his feet.
Gardas nodded.
"So I noticed."
He stepped back and raised his hammer. Beyond him, Tegras saw silver-clad shapes emerge from the murk thrown up by the death throes of the island. Grim, Morbus and others, including Astral Templars and Guardians of the Firmament, strode through the swirling waters, weapons in hand. Gardas, hammer held over his head, shouted,
"Who will be triumphant?"
"Only the faithful," came the reply.
Tegras added his voice to the rest, glorying in the thought of the battle to come. Gardas was with them. They had survived every horror the enemy could throw at them, and now they stood on the cusp of victory. Pupa Grotes roared in fury and slammed his flail down again and again. Every time the weapon crashed down, the water erupted in flopping, splashing shapes, slug-like monstrosities with gnashing teeth and flailing limbs, which bounded through the river towards the Stormcasts with unseemly speed. Gardas faced the oncoming horde and drew his rune blade with his free hand.
"Who stands with me?"
he called.
"Only the faithful,"
Tegras and the others responded, their voices rising into a communal roar as they clashed weapons and struck shields in a fierce display.
"Only the faithful!"
Gardas shouted. And then the enemy was upon them, and there was no more time for words.